Between the end of the 13th century and the beginning of the 14th century, the south of Italy bore witness to exhausting conflicts between families contending for power. Ruggero Ruffolo, head of the noble Ruffolo family of Ravello, could no longer bear the bloody battles that were devastating the land of his birth and decided to flee, hoping to find peace and tranquility in Giovinazzo. He was soon to realize that this town was also torn apart by feuds between local families, and he wrote about this with some bitterness. Despite this, Ruggero did not give up and set about taking on a new project. He found a place far from the city where in 1307 he built a fortified farmhouse dedicated to the production and conservation of olive oil. The building was so imposing that in Giovinazzo it became known as the Castellum di Ruffolo. This forward-thinking project soon became the centre for olive pressing in the areas of Giovinazzo and Bitonto. The production of olive oil continued in the following centuries, despite dramatic events such as its sacking in 1529 at the hands of Giovan Battista Caracciolo, Duke of Melfi. It remained active, and in 1590, Lupo Antonio De Angelis founded the first cooperative for the olive farmers of Giovinazzo, showing the vital importance of this activity for the area, known today as one of the major centres for olive oil production in the world. Over time, the farmhouse has undergone various structural changes, but its historical core has remained intact. Torre Ruffolo has a defensive structure with four corner towers, and it also boasts a chapel dedicated to religious ceremonies. Today, the chapel is unfurnished, but the remains of a fresco by the painter Z.T. depicting St. Jerome the Dalmatian, St. Nicholas of Bari, and St. Leonard of Noblat can still be seen.